Welcome to A New American Town, a podcast proudly presented by Visit Bentonville. I am your host, Jacqueline House, broadcasting from Haxton Road Studios near the Bentonville Square. Join us as we share captivating stories and updates from our city, connecting you with the locals that make this town worth visiting. Now, today, I am very excited and very hungry because I'm joined by Chef Rafael Rios from Yayo's. Welcome to the podcast.
Jacqueline, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So for you all listening, we're filming this about around lunchtime. Chef, my stomach is growling right now.
Well, it's what's not to like about this town when it comes to lunch. There's options everywhere and new restaurants popping everywhere. I believe that we're definitely a staple in the city, and I'm sorry I didn't bring any food. We're so busy. There's a line out the door every time we open our doors, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I might just follow you out, you know, after the podcast today to get a late lunch.
Yes, absolutely.
Chef, take us back to the early days when you decided to pursue this work.
The early days have everything to do with the peace of mind of my family, really. We moved to Northwest Arkansas to in seek of a peaceful place to be and a place where we can make a difference, a place where we felt like home. And it allows us to showcase everything that a Latino family could do, if you will. So we wanted to make a difference, and it kind of just started with a crazy thought of just selling food that over the years I was told it was really good. Mm-hmm. and we felt that that was our opportunity.
Yeah. How long has Yayo's been open here in Bentonville?
Yayo's started with a food truck in 2012.
Wow.
But before that, we were farming. My family is a family of farmers since the 70s or even before. I was born in 76, so since I remember, my dad was a seasonal farm worker in California, and we saw him November through March every year, and we just love farming. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of brought us here. The land, the opportunity to own a little farm, and just to be happy.
Yeah. When you opened up that food truck, did you imagine that you would be able to then from the food truck open up the space at 8th Street Market, then have the mezcaleria, and then you and I were just talking about the craft ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the vision at that time?
No, we had... Our vision was to have chickens and horses and a dairy cow, you know? And but the cool thing about us moving here and starting our farming operations was the need of the community at the time to have options for people like us. So we started farming. We started taking our food to our church. And soon after, we decided that we would open a food truck with a farm-to-table approach, meaning we wanted to change perception of Mexican food in Northwest Arkansas. And that led to opening our restaurant, our first restaurant in 2017 at the South Market. And then 2 years later in Rogers, we have not just the ice cream shop, but... we have another project happening in Springdale where we're dedicating a little bit more to the community. And that will be a whole new episode.
Okay, so you have to come back. Okay, Chef, allow me to brag on you for a little bit if I can. Semi-finalist Best Chef South James Beard Foundation. You've been here before, right?
Yes.
You've been nominated several times.
Yes, this is... our fourth nomination as a semi-finalist. We were nominated as one of the 50 best restaurants in America in 2023 by the New York Times. And basically, it shows our commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, over the years, we are committed to providing that quality of life that we always brag about. You know, we don't brag about our food, we brag about what we offer.
If I am new to Bentonville and I come to Yayo's, what should I eat?
You should eat a memela sunrise on a Saturday morning for brunch. It is a oversized, over-thick tortilla made with nixtamalized corn and black bean paste from Oaxaca, topped with our homemade chorizo that we make in-house, a little spicy, stone-ground salsa verde. We actually use the mortars in stone, and our farm eggs at the very top. So it's a representation of our farm and our family.
Yeah. In case you haven't been to Yayo's, and you absolutely should, what I love about going in there is you can see everything that's happening.
Yes.
I mean, you can see everything. You all are back there cooking, and it is amazing. And I really, really love that there's something transparent, and I feel like I appreciate my food a little bit more when I'm able to really see what's going on back there in the preparation. And I will tell you, your staff does a great job of taking care of preparation, and there seems to be a lot of pride and intentionality about that. And I know that's something that I'm sure that you are proud of. How important was it when you all were building Yayo's at that South Market that you did kind of have that open space to where people can see what preparation looks like?
So I would say the open kitchen concept is, as you said, intentional. We wanted to showcase the processes. We wanted to make people feel like they came to the right place. You know, a clean kitchen is always going to be a denominator, a factor to enlighten people about how we handle their food, how proud we are of how clean our place is. It makes them feel comfortable. It makes them feel like, you know, they can see the process, you know, being inside and feeling the noise and seeing the flames. It just a representation of a market in, I don't know, Guadalajara or Mexico City, where everything's happening, is vibrant. There's everything's happening. And right before your eyes, you can see the whole process. So we just wanted to make people feel safe and comfortable and experience a little bit of the cultural aspect, you know, through our art, murals outside, the food, the people inside. Those are all important factors.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, too, what are some of those pieces that you brought from your homeland here to Bentonville when you were thinking about putting the restaurant together?
So we wanted to show people, again, processes. So we brought in, for instance, tortilla manufacturing equipment. And we were able to find machinery that could nixtamalize corn for us and show the process and make our own chips in-house, our own tortillas in-house. We went as far as making a special stone grinder for our mole sauce, which is our main dish at the restaurant. This was made for us in Zacatecas in central Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mini version of a stone grinder that allows us to make our mole in a more traditional way. So therefore, we can show our customers the true flavor, mm-hmm. you know, we connect them.
Yeah. Any other interesting facts to share about Yayo's?
Well, Yayo's is a veteran-owned business. We are, breaking ground in the state and a lot of other states as far as, you know, the farm operation, farm-to-table, conscious food, and conscious processes. And we are dedicated to the community through art as well. So every time you go to a Yeyos location, you're going to see art, and that connects the culture. And at times it connects you to mythology, like Mexican mythology connects you. It makes you have conversations. And we have no TV, so therefore you're kind of forced to have those conversations.
I just thought about that. That is, you're so right. I was like, yeah, I have not seen a TV in there. And I have not missed, you know, watching it either, because I'm too busy stuffing my face when I'm there.
So we do have TVs. Let me take that back. But the intention of those TVs is we are starting to develop you can call it a marketing strategy, but it's really like even more connection with our customers in the dining room, where we can see more in detail how we prepare their food through those TVs.
Sure.
And also show them a little bit more about our family and our efforts to change that, you know, to change that perception and make sure that people understand the farming aspect, our partners, and our family.
Mm. What is the name Yeyos? Where does that come from?
Yeyo is my dad.
Okay.
So, long story short, we came to Northwest Arkansas in 2004 in search of what I had to explain to you, just peaceful and everything. But also, my dad always wanted to have a farm in California, and it was almost impossible to accomplish that. So we decided that we would come here and, you know, follow his dream and make it our own as well. So dad was always on top of things when it came to, like, raising us. You know, I was explaining how he was hardly home in body, but he was there with us in soul all the time. So he went through a lot himself, and I don't really...
No, I love that.
Talking about it is powerful for me. But we wanted to give him something to be proud of. And we bought his first farm in Little Flock, and he's been happy ever since. And he's a stallion. He works like a horse every day at 76 years old. He is the soul of our farm, along with mom. And he still works every day.
Yeah. I can tell that is something that's very special to you. And it honestly makes sense, right? Because when you come in and you eat, I feel like having that deep connection to your family, it just, you can taste it, if that makes sense. The care and the connection that you have with your family, it just all makes sense, and it ties it all together as to why that place is so special.
Yes. I often call mom and ask her, Mom, do you remember how to make this thing? That I just don't seem to get it the right flavor. And she just, like, walks me through the whole recipe over the phone, and then I bring her over once in a while. She comes to my kitchen and helps me develop stuff, like recipes. And then dad is our guinea pig. You know, he always comes and tastes the food and stuff like that. So we're definitely going. And there's 7 siblings, and all of us are here in Northwest Arkansas.
Wow.
All of us.
I love that.
That's it's a commitment that we have to each other as far as, like, keeping the family strong and keeping an eye for the kids, you know, like making sure that they're doing the right thing. It's like having 7 moms and dads, you know, for all my nephews and nieces out there.
Yeah. Multi-generational families are pretty special and rare. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love that your family is here. Let's talk about the different experiences that people can have, you know, if we go to the food truck in Bentonville, if we go to the South Market location, 8th Street Market, or we go to the Mezcaleria. What kind of experiences are we having at each of those spots?
Okay, so, the 8th Street, we'll start with the food truck because that's where it all started. And basically, it's a heaven for people wandering around town, new visitors. It's a must-stop place. People that come to downtown Bentonville, it's almost kind of like a place where they have to stop. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle. It's in this little alleyway. It's like tucked away in there. There's a lot of biking community that gathers and hangs out in there, making getting those big burritos to get their proteins. To get that strength, you know, and after a long ride and stuff like that, it's a perfect location for people that is visiting, especially for the first time to experience something that they might be experiencing in bigger cities, you know, LA, New York, San Francisco, you know, and then as you make it to the 8th Street Market, then it becomes a little bit more slightly elevated, but also this is where you can get the experience of, like, seeing how your food is prepared. This is the place where there's a connection with the overall city goals, you know, making people feel at home. Mm. There is at the 8th Street Market, there is inclusivity. There's all these things happening, and it makes it a very unique place for people to experience mezcal for the first time, you know. And it's a filter, the food wise, to what's happening in Rogers.
Mm, okay.
So Rogers is even more elevated. It's a little bit more elevated. A little cozy, small place, mm-hmm. dim lights, slightly louder music, not really suited for families with kids. But we pay special attention to craft cocktails, specialty curated menu that is showcases different regions of Mexico. And it's a... it's a cool place to hang out and definitely connect with the culture and the spirit of agave.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I actually went there for a date night.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. I mean, you know, the kids weren't with us. It was just us. And it was great. We took our time. We ate upstairs mm-hmm. in the Mezcaleria. So to your point, a little bit of a tighter space, which was great for us because we were just really looking for just some intimacy, just he and I. But we wanted to have really, really good food. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have really, really good cocktails. And so that's the experience that we had there.
Yeah.
At the Mezcaleria.
Down in Rogers, we have the largest selection of artisanal and ancestral mezcal. In the entire state, so mm-hmm. we're focusing on that connection, you know. Definitely a place to have great conversations and have friends over and just hang out and have a really, really good time.
Yeah,
that's the intention there. And then we have the flight, you know, that we can have conversations about the processes of distillation and denominations of origin and all kinds of cool stuff about our main spirit of the market.
Yeah, give us a lowdown on mezcal because that is actually, that spirit is new to me probably over the past couple of years, and I love it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, mezcal is unique. It existed over 200 years before tequila was out in surface. I call it the grandfather of tequila, right? Mm. So tequila is made with blue agave, and it has one single denomination of origin, whereas mezcal, we have up to 48 different species of agave other than blue agave. So it comes from different regions of Mexico with different processes, single origin. I just think of it as, you know, a good wine or scotch or bourbon, you know, mm-hmm. like... the distilling process is so different And there's always a maestro mezcalero, which is a master distiller. One single person behind each one of those bottles, small batch. And then, so it goes from young agaves, first distill, second distill, some distillations take place in copper, with copper or clay or combination of both, and each one of those distills is never the same.
Mm.
So it's just, there's minerals in it. There's like all these flavors of the process that you can take on every little sip of the spirit. You never shoot, you know, you don't shoot mezcal.
Yeah.
You taste it and yes. You kiss it and you just like embrace and taste them and close your eyes and just let it take you somewhere.
Yeah, it is. I really enjoy it. Like I said, it's something that was new to me. I just enjoy like the smokiness of it, kind of that heat of the mezcal.
Yeah, it spends an average of 5 days on the ground with the direct smoke, you know, and rocks, and then the distilling process as well.
Mm. This podcast is presented by Visit Bentonville. So I always like to ask our guests what their favorite things to do are in Bentonville. But I'm going to put this maybe to you because you are a chef. What are your favorite places to eat in Bentonville?
Well, I like Conifer. I really enjoy the simplicity of the fish that they sell there. It's not simplicity, it's like complex rather, but simple flavors. I do like Conifer. I do like Ozark Mountain.
Okay.
Ozark Mountain,
yeah.
You guys are my favorite, but this is really good. And obviously, I like Indian food. I think we should have more Indian places around town. And I like Tooth Beirut, and that's more like Rogers, but it's at the border of Rogers
right.
and Bentonville, I would say that.
Well, Chef, thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. Congratulations to all the success, to you, to your family. We appreciate all the flavors and the culture and really the familiar story that you're bringing here to us here in Northwest Arkansas. We appreciate you. We're proud of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We hope you have a chance to check out Yayos either at the food truck or at 8th Street Market or in Rogers at the Mezcalería. Chef, tell us again, what's the name of the ice cream place?
Sweet Dream Creamery. And we do have vegan options. We have sorbets and we have really unique flavors such as, I don't know, cereal milk for the kids, birthday cake, some really complex and more delicate flavors such as Earl Grey Lavender. We have everything. We have sorbets and vegan and really cool stuff.
And we know that we have now made all the listeners very hungry. That was our goal. Don't forget, Visit Bentonville is here to assist you as you're navigating things to do, where to eat, which we just gave you several delicious places to eat, where to stay, and of course, what's going on in our city. Give us a follow on social media and check out our website, visitbentonville.com. Thanks for listening.